This is URN Sport.
346 days ago, Varsity 2017 ended and the University of Nottingham were officially crowned champions over Nottingham Trent University with a score of 12-9 in the series. Today marks the start of the widely anticipated 2018 series. I'm Jamie Keane and I'm joined by Matt Webb for live coverage of one of the most crucial events of Varsity. Time for heroes to be born. It's none other than Super Wednesday. This is the very first fixture of the 2018 saga, although Nottingham Trent University take a 1-0 lead into the 2018 series due to a UON forfeiting, unfortunately, the men's football. It's now time to start looking ahead to the action today, with nine different sports being played out in the David Ross Sports Village over the course of this afternoon.
Across the course of the day, we're going live through our reports of all different events with our Roman presenter Nick.
We're going to be going down to our Roman reporter Nick Sutton-Smith is with Alex Buxton, who's been covering the handball since the very start. He's got some detailed analysis and some interview gossip to tell us. But before that, we do have some breaking news. The karate, which was supposed to start at 12:30, has been delayed until further notice due to the official going to the wrong campus. He's actually on Clifton campus.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous.
Trent University. But now we're going to go down to Nick Sutton-Smith, who's with Alex Buxton.
Alex Buxton here, who's been watching the entirety of the handball varsity so far.
Yeah, it was the first game to kick off Super Wednesday, and I think it's a pretty good one for us so far. We're currently 6-1 up, and we've been pretty dominant. So I'll say 6-1 is now 6-2, actually, to Uniov. But so far, we have been pretty dominant, and except for some good saves to the Trent keeper, we could have been way more ahead. And it's not that surprising, given that this team is the second-best handball team in the country.
It's all over. Uniov take home the first point of Super Wednesday and get off to just the start they wanted in order to defend their Super Wednesday crown this year. A very tight encounter there between University
very
of Nottingham and Trent.
Very low scoring, 9-6.
Very low scoring indeed. Pretty successful day.
We are courtside here at DRSV at Super Wednesday, right next to the fencing. Volleyball across to our right, but an event that we haven't heard much from so far, one of the earlier ones, is karate, off to one of the side rooms. I'm joined with Liam, our reporter on the karate. How's that been going today?
Yeah, it's been amazing so far. We've had the kata performances so far, so that's a performed routine as opposed to an actual competitive bout, which will be coming up in a second in the kumite, so I'll have to rush off. But so far, UON have taken the lead. It's 44-36 overall, with particularly impressive performances in the senior female, so that's black belt and above, in which UON have taken the bronze and the silver medal, while Nottingham Trent only achieved... the gold and the silver medal, while Nottingham Trent only achieved the bronze. The rest have all been pretty much level so far, but as I mentioned, UN have taken the lead at 44-30.
But while I'm down here, obviously the volleyball kind of on par with the handball almost in terms of excitement. There's a huge UN crowd behind the volleyball court with like makeshift maracas, so like, I assume just going off there again, dried rice in plastic bottles. Joined by two of UN's reporters here. How's the volleyball been going so far, guys?
Really good. So we've just started set two. It's out of three sets. UON took the first set and they're currently 2 points up on a second set. So UON are dominating this match.
Okay. They came fourth in the Premier North, which is the first division. They got 3 wins out of 10. So it's been sort of patchy form and they only got into the quarterfinals of the Buck Championship. But Trent, two leagues below in volleyball, they've had a quite good season. Actually, they've come second in their respective division, I think. But they only made it again to the last 16 of their competition, so they're not used to playing against these bigger opponents, and maybe the occasion might get to them, but we'll have to see.
So I'm now joined by our swimming correspondent, Dec Boardman. We've won the swimming, which is good to know.
Yeah.
How did it go? Was there any standout performance for you?
I think it would be, funnily enough, it was the final race. I said in my commentary about how I couldn't believe how much of a gap there was between second place Trent and for the rest of the races. It just seemed as if for first place we did dominate for a lot of the first places. There was a lot of six pointers for us, a lot of first and thirds, and not even though Trent got second and fourth, it just didn't seem to add up at the end of the day. We sort of bossed it for at the break. We were miles ahead, but it was a very, very good performance from us.
We're live with the coach, winning coach for UON. How did it feel?
It was a good performance from the girls, so yeah, I'm really happy with how it went today.
And what was the key factor in winning today?
Sticking together as a team, really. Making sure that we hustle, we call for what's going on, make sure that we don't break down as a unit. we needed to make sure that we stayed strong.
You've joined us poolside here at the David Ross Sports Village, head of the Canoe Polo, the next instalment in this Varsity Super Wednesday. UON won comfortably 9-2 in this event last year, so here's hoping for more of the same from the team in green and gold.
And we just got some news in from the karate, I think. Jim.
Yes, we did. So we were talking before about a potential medical incident. First aid were rushed to the scene. We were later able to proudly confirm that there was nothing up. And we now have the full details of it. So the reason competition had to start are as follows. A Trent karate fighter was hit in the, punched in the head and then started to feel weary, then went down and couldn't actually walk straight for a period of time. Which meant the competition had to close, obviously, due to things like concussion, etc. But he was able to go, and in the end, the first aid did judge him to be okay.
It's now been stopped again because another head punch has caused bleeding, Jamie. So the latest breaking news in there.
Another point wrapped up for Union Nottingham at Super Wednesday. Fencing this time. Alex, you've been watching it all day. Has it been a guarantee all day? Have they all had to fight for it?
No, it's absolutely been one they've had to fight for. It's just ended now 135 to 106. But that really doesn't tell the full story here today. Especially early on, it was really, really tight. So I think Trent will feel very proud of themselves for the display. I think ultimately our skill really did shine through as we got further and further into the competition. We looked calmer, we looked more composed, and they sort of started to panic a little bit. You could see that Trent were just desperate to do anything to get the win, and as a result, they sort of slipped back further and further.
The karate is just finished. A very tight win for UON.
So 100 points each. Really close finish in the end. The event was given to University of Nottingham because they won 6 gold medals as opposed to Nottingham Trent's 4.
One of the last events to start, of course, was badminton. Badminton correspondent David Saunders. How has it been going so far?
It's been going very well for the University of Nottingham so far. 2 completed matches out of the 9, and both have gone to the University of Nottingham. Both not so much resounding victories, even though the women's singles was a 2-0 walkover. The second game, the men's doubles, was a 2-1 victory for the University of Nottingham. 15-8 in that final.
I am here with some of the members of the winning men's volleyball team at UON. Congratulations, boys.
Thank you so much.
Were you expecting the win?
I think we were, because historically we've been a bit stronger than Trent, but we were trying to come out and just play as well as we could and play to our level necessarily. So yeah.
Well, having a home win is always good. You guys had some really, really vocal and pretty virulent fans. That must have been pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. We normally get like 4 people in, so it's good to play in front of the crowd.
It's been a really fun event, and loads of people came out, and so we really appreciate it. Yeah, nice to end the year with so many people coming to watch.
Just waiting for the final scores to come in from table tennis and from the women's water polo. Hopefully the whitewash can be done for the second consecutive year. One of those 10 points that we've got so far has been from badminton, despite losing one of those games. David Saunders was down there for the whole time at the badminton. David, any star performers for you?
The men's doubles put in one of the best games of badminton I've ever had the privilege to see.
Big.
It was fantastic play. They were both the incredibly long rallies. All the games went to 15-12 or 15-13. Trent did end up winning that, and it was the only game they won on the day. But both teams will feel confident that they played some of their best badminton.
With 2 minutes to spare, the table tennis has finally wrapped up. The mixed doubles have won their game. Shoseka just in time to clear everyone out of the spot. Hopefully not us, because we've still got women's water polo to cover for you.
It's been a fantastic spectacle, the table tennis, Jamie. I think we've been impressed by the quality, haven't we?
Yeah, very much so. In all the sports, even Super Wednesday. You know, as we said before, disciplined performance across the board.
It's perhaps a bit of a disappointing day for table tennis, and I think that which is a bit of a surprise, because we sort of build them in badminton as sort of
it is a
favorites.
Surprise, because we've won and we're saying it's a disappointment. That's the level we are operating at the University of Nottingham.
That is very true, to be fair, and I think that's good though. That shows that we don't want to settle for second best at all. And I'm joined here by Finn, who's been watching all the table tennis for us, and we're just going to get all the latest right now.
So the final score was 7-2 to UON. It was a great performance overall, especially in the earlier stages of the day. At one point we were actually winning 7-1. Trent eventually caught up, so it was a bit more even, but at the end of the day, 7-2 overall.
For the final time here from the David Ross Sports Village, thank you so much much for listening today. The canoe polo we can officially round off as 8-4 winners, and the women's water polo have won the game. Have you got the final score, Matt?
Yeah, 25-2. They're convincing victory for University of Nottingham. Many congratulations to them. Wonderful, wonderful performance there. So a great restart there to the University of Nottingham Varsity 2018.
So it's official. It's the whitewash today. 12 points to nil, which means they get the point, and it's now a draw.
This is URN Sport.